that they believed in signs and superstitions. Well, now, they didn't believe in all them. But it is.
It's a nice, it's an interesting and imaginative way to live, don't you think?
Pardon?
Well, it's just an imaginative way to live. Whether you believe it or not, it's just nice to know.
It's just nice to know. Let's see, what is now we call the hour? Oh, me. I'm too dumb to think. I can't think fast. And that's our, well, in a way, it's part of our heritage. I think.
Surely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it certainly isn't confined to the South. People used to plant all over this country according to signs.
Oh, yes. The moon patch of potatoes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And some would plant the potatoes any other time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daddy'd laugh sometimes. He'd say, well, I guess we gave it a look this time, planting them on the light of the moon. Now, he didn't believe. He knew the same as well as anybody. Mm-hmm. He didn't believe. He says, I'm not planting the moon anymore. I'm planting them in the ground. Mm-hmm. It's potatoes.
Well, my father is retired, and he still goes by the almanac. He won't plant unless...
Sign is right. Well,
and I must say, he always has good luck, so.
Well, that looks like there's something to some of them.
Yes,
there is.
He gets an almanac every year and plants by it.
Well, we always look at the almanac, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to plant cabbage, sow the cabbage seeds, sow them from the signs in the head.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the beliefs. Folklore, that's the word I was trying to think
right,
of how to go
right.
Folklore.
Uh-huh.
A lot of that is folklore.
Yes.
Well, it's part of it. I don't want us to forget it. I don't want people to forget it.
No, I want to retain it. And very often, science proves many of those ideas to be true.
I think that there's some.
To this day, for example, I always heard red sky and morn as sailors forlorn. But red sky at night, sailor's delight. And to this day, if I see it's been raining and the sky turns red in the evening, I think, well, tomorrow I can count on being
clear
day.
There's another one, you know, it says, evening gray, evening red and morning gray sets the traveler on his way. But evening gray and morning red will bring down rain on his head.
I never heard that.
It's an old one.
Well, it's the same idea as...
Yeah, the same idea as the stars.
Yes. How about different hard-shelled animals that you have?
Well, the terrapin, the tortoise, I don't know whether they're the same or not. It has a hard shell on its back. And it carries its house on its back.
And does the terrapin stay on land or in water?
Yeah, and then the turtles, you know. There's hard-shell turtle and soft-shell turtle, isn't there, I think?
I know only the hard-shell. My understanding is that the hard-shell stays near water.
Yeah. Well, the terrapins, as we call them. Now, they're in a land. I don't know whether you call them animal or reptile.
Mm-hmm.
They crawl on their legs, and they have their back on their house, and they stick their head out and their feet and legs and crawl.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. They have a hard shell back.
Do you remember having any experience with crawfish?
Crawfish, yeah. People get them from the fishing bait.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I've known them too.
And are they...
They will work, you know, and you'll see a little hole in the ground, and seeing this little banjo work all around, you know, just little lumps of dirt, and I say that's a crawfish hole.
Well,
down
in
there, there'd be a crawfish.
Did anybody ever call them crawdads?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Same thing.
I think. Yeah, crawdad. It's kind of a humorous song about the crawdad song. I don't recall them now, right now.